getting old.
Is you Brian?
Yes.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Kendall Miller.
Nice.
Glad to meet you. We might have met before, but you never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've seen your proposal here, and that's what I was looking at here. And what is everybody got the paper? And what the request number one would be, requesting the city of Lewistown to pay for material boring a 4-inch water line under County Highway 14 to the west side of Scoville Hill Lane. And I think everybody knows where it's at. And this is an estimate from Malott Excavating, and for $41.80. And and then what would happen is Brock and Tim will pay themselves for a 4-inch line to run to Tim Mon's driveway, where Tim would tap on to run water at his house, and Brock would tap on to run a 2-inch line water line on back. And then afterwards, everything is done. When that's, we're talking about 700 feet on the other side of the other side of the road. It'd be 700 feet on that side. And that was the biggest question on us doing it, because it was like the bid we had was like roughly $30,000 with material and everything, and which was totally, to me, was ridiculous. But some of the wages we had to pay, sometimes that's where it figures in. By the time we do all kinds of other stuff, it ends up being higher. But anyway, 700 feet, and then once that's done, then the city would take responsibility of it. So anything that happened after that, if the water line went bad or whatever, then it would be our water line. It would be dedicated to the city.
The 4-inch.
Yeah, 4-inch. The 4-inch. Yes, the 4-inch would become the city's water line, and we would take care of it if it breaks or whatever, and that, then we fix it. It's on us, on the 4-inch. And, of course, the taps would be on the landowners, the homeowners, and which I think is a fair.
And this is my view on the tap on. Brian is saying, dude, you'd have to run 4-inch on down to you for him to go on from.
Right. You would just have to pay for the upgrade from 2 to 4-inch from Tim's house down to your place. But that'd be
Larry's thinking about getting.
Okay. Yeah. And what we're trying to do, Larry, is and it's not so much us wanting to do it. It's pretty much governed by the state of Illinois anymore. We have to run 4-inch line, and so we got to run 4-inch line. But taps off of that can be 2-inch off of the 4-inch line. But and that was our intention in the beginning, was to run 4-inch as back as far as we could. I think it was originally 1,000 feet or something like, roughly. And by the time from the other side of the road to back, had been roughly 1,000 feet, and then everybody tap onto that with a 2-inch line. And but what we're here for tonight is to either agree or disagree on this proposal that we have before us. So, and from what I've read, and Evan, if you don't have a problem with, and like I said, all we need is a 4-inch tap.
Yeah,
so it'd be an extra $500 for the tap. And now the pipe and everything, I think, Brian, you said you had the material?
Yep, I have the material.
Okay. And that's good material. It's not old. It's not.
Just
picked it up. I know if it gets in sunlight too long, it's not very good.
I just picked it up.
Okay.
Which I did have 8-inch, which I don't need 8-inch to drag underneath that road, so I'm going to go back. I'm taking it back and getting 6-inch in the morning, because that 4-inch pool pipe will slide through that 6-inch.
Okay.
But it is the Yellowstone, the one where you've got the collars locked together and the pole.
Okay. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, if we're going to take it over, we just want quality,
And not on the 90 that I made, that's a cast one. It's not a glue one, because I don't believe in glue underground.
Okay.
But it is the cast one with the bolt flanges.
Okay. And that'd probably be better for us anyway. So.
Yep.
And like I said, anything better is, we'd rather do it that way anyway. So.
Yeah, we use that yellow pole pipe. I don't know if it's the same on the side of thing.
Yeah.
We use that anytime we board under cricks and all that. So that's what we
on milk and all of that, and tree water remains we did.
My other question is, when it comes to their taps, is that all, you got all the parts for all that?
Well, see, that's what I was going to ask. If I got to do that, if I got to get the, instead of beyond them, I'd have to get the meter pits and all that, and you supply the hookups or how?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. I didn't know if you had parts, because...
I could get them, but I didn't know how that was going
to
work.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's. I guess that'd be up to the homeowner if they want to... That go through us, or if your price might be cheaper, you know, because a lot of our stuff, you know, you get up to a higher price, it's just municipality for minimum wage and all that stuff. So, I didn't know what you guys planned on doing. If he's there, I mean, obviously, if you have to do the tap, you're good to go, you're saving money then. Where, because by ordinance, it'd be whoever digs it up will dig it up, expose it for me to go tap. So,
right.
You have to have someone dig it anyways, but if you want me to get parts, I'd have to call and probably get 2-inch taps because I don't have no saddle big enough right now on hand. I know something.
We're going with 2-inch taps, and that's just tying into your meter base, which is just a 1-inch.
Up in my.
Whatever size meter they're wanting. I do have 2-inch meters.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
We have some of
those. Well, the one going back to the. Far back, we'd want a 2-inch on that.
Yeah. The others, if you had an inch, yeah, that'd work.
An inch would work for no further near distance.
Yes. But yeah, the back one, I do have a 2-inch meter with it. So.
We can decide all that after the night, though, right?
Yeah. You can call and just tell me what part I need, and then I can write up a price list and from the pit, ring, meter, cap, and then. That's what you want to do, and then I give you my price. If you want to check on his taps, he can check on his taps.
Sure.
But I'm sure he just sells them like me, so I'm sure they're close to the same price. So one would be a 2-inch and one would be a 1-inch meter that you're
looking for. Well, depends if the.
I would probably want a 1-inch if I do it.
So it'd be like a 1 if you did it, 1 for Mon, and then
2 for
this for Brock.
Different.
Well, I would be interested in getting involved. I'm thinking maybe another 400 feet. We'll put it at the dam for where my pond is, and I would come across on mine, across that.
Okay.
Maybe 400, I'm just guessing.
Well, tonight what's on the proposal is, and one thing, I mean, the only thing we vote on tonight is what's on the proposal for getting it across the road and getting the 700 feet. And then we can do another one if you wish to get involved, then we can do another one after that. And
Right. Or you could just do the 1-inch from wherever it stops.
Okay.
At Tim's and run that down across.
Okay. Do you know what he's talking about, Evan? Or what Larry wants to do? Or
yeah, I understand what he's talking about, but how far would you have to run your 1-inch line? I'm just looking at better press, you know, like if it's whatever, you know, say another 500 feet away, would it be smart for you to run that 4-inch further just to benefit you in the long run? Or, I mean, that's all up to you. I don't know your exact distance away from where the 700 feet will get in.
From the end of his driveway where the 4-inch would stop, you'd have to come probably 400 feet down, another 600-700 feet across, and then probably another 500 feet back up to my house.
Yeah.
But right now all I'm thinking about is just get the tap and stub it off on my property, and then sometime in the future, you know, I would look at it.
Okay.
Don't they have recommendations for how far you can run 1-inch? You lose a lot of pressure.
Yeah, 1-inch.
The pressure, so yeah. That's why I didn't know if it'd benefit, you know.
Which I ran 1-inch,
yeah,
1,000 feet or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we take 1-inch.
And you still do all right with pressure?
I went 600 feet with 1-inch. But I had 3/4 and I switched it to 1-inch and I went 600 feet with 1-inch, but I wouldn't push it much farther after that.
Yeah. I just look at
it. It depends on how much pressure is on the line, too.
Right.
But that's something, like I said, Larry, we can know. Tonight's going to be on this proposal.
Yeah.
And then that's something, if you want to work with us, and we could probably work out something from there after this.
I'm pretty sure I can just run a 1 inch from the end of the floor.
Hopefully it's something we can get done while we got the hole open.
Right.
And yeah, do it all at once.
That's what I mean. He can get the 1 inch tap. My thing was, is while it's out there and doing all this work, it's just going to cost that much more for him to sit ahead and want the 4 inch ran down. Well,
that 3 weeks.
Now he's going to have to bypass his line, you know, and then touch another right next to it, 400 feet. So I'm just looking at, you know, if he planned on doing it right away, getting water, then in my eyes, it'd be smart to go the extra 400 because the price he'll pay to have someone come back if it's wrong.
Yeah, and it'd be better to do it while we're doing this than it would be to. But the only thing we can approve tonight is this one, and then it would be another 2 weeks before we could approve another one. So
now on this line, if we run it or if they run this and donate it back, it'd be wise for the city to go ahead and donate a hydrant to put on the end of that.
Yeah,
that's something that definitely make sure all that's okay, so I don't do it and everything.
Yeah, definitely need a hydrant. So
yes, and I'll put a valve in to the hydrant. We'll dead end it and probably put a valve on and stub a little piece off or just shore it up there in case they do ever want to extend that.
That'd be good. I had a fire in 83. No pond or anything. And that cost me the house.
Yeah.
So now I have a pond. And if you had a hydrant up there, I'd feel pretty good.
Is there any other questions at this time? So what we're going to, what the agreement is going to be if we, if the council approves it, it'll go before the council tonight, and what they'll approve is to have the 4-inch line and the boring and the trenching and everything. In other words, it'll be the Exhibit A, pull the line through, trenching, boring, and that, and take it across the road. And then agree to, and then you guys from there will go ahead and do your 4-inch line. And just looking here, I want to make sure I don't miss anything.
And you have hydrants up too?
No, that's.
And then city's going to take care of the 4-inch.
Yeah.
4-inch tap.
And hydrant.
And a hydrant.
Yeah.
And that way, if we're going to take it over, if it's dedicated back to the city, then yeah, definitely we want a hydrant on it. So it's only to our benefit. Well, to benefit everybody else too, but especially insurance rates. So you would think it'd help.
Yeah.
And there's plenty. The big question is, we're okay with water as far as doing this, Evan. That's the biggest question, if we can actually do this water wise
Just last year we put in that bigger well, and then we actually test drilled for another spot just so we got that, and we already got a plumb. Just if this city gets the funds and needs another well, it's ready to drill. All we gotta do is drill it and then connect a piece of pipe up, and we're good to go.
I think the biggest question I had on it is doing a dead end, and you know, anytime you dead end anything, but I think there's probably enough volume on it and usage that you probably shouldn't have any problems. So,
and you'll run a tracer wire with that, right, Malone?
Yep.
Okay.
So what we're going to do tonight is approve Exhibit A, and that's for Malott Excavating and contracting shipping services to bore with pipe and everything under the road.
Okay.
And plus a $500 for a 4-inch tap, and plus a hydrant. And then plus agree to take over the line once it's dedicated to the city, is to take over that line. Once the 4-inch line is put in, the 500 feet, or whether it's extended or not, we'll go from there. But or the 700 feet, I'm sorry. A 700 foot inch line is to accept that. So that what we'll need tonight is a, and I can make the motion. I'll make the motions, and then we can go from there. And then, because I think what I'll do is do them separate.
Are you going to vote on it as a committee now, or like pass it through?
Yeah, I want to make sure there's no more questions on it, and then I'll go for committee approval, and then we'll go for council approval, which we'll need both in the first place. Well, we need council more than committee, but
if you
did, you guys have any more questions on it? And I appreciate you guys working with us on this. I mean, the whole goal is to get it in and get it.
Yeah, you guys made it a lot easier to look at.
So,
this is the way we have to do stuff. We have to start doing stuff this way.
We've
got to work together.
Is it for you installed?
Yeah,
I just want to clarify that. I'm going to go out there.
There's always cheaper bids out there.
And the other question is, when you get ready to do this, at just contact Evan and let him know so we can be, you know, close by to, you know, either look at it or whatever. You know, if there's any changes, you'll let the city know what the changes are, and of course we'll have to get approval if it's anything outside the contract. But but a lot of decisions, Evan, you know, we'll probably give him the power to make that decision on the spot, because it's not something we want to hold up for just minor things. But he knows, he's been around enough that he knows how things work, and so. Does that sound fair? Any committee members?
It sounds 100% fair.
Okay. Does that sound all right to you guys?
Yeah. You guys are okay with this?
And Larry, like I said, if... and do you know when you might start on this, Brian?
Well, I'm going to start...
Next week or two, or...
Well, it depends on the weather, but I'm going to start back at the house and work my way up there.
Okay.
Get all the tunings done, then concentrate on getting...
So that might be enough time, maybe, if we meet in another 2 weeks, that...
Larry can have his stuff.
That Larry maybe can get his part of it and go from there and see if we need to go. Because I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather do it with one hole.
Right.
And then a couple. So Larry can work with you on this and see, and then you guys can let us know what you want to do. And does that sound fair to you, Evan? I mean,
yeah, because if he starts that in, that actually gives me more time to get the tap in, because
okay. He
might have the machine lend out. You know, I've got to schedule a date to come do that. So
okay.
He can have a lot on that. Let me know when I can get the tap, and then
yep. And
she's for a goal of getting that tapped and done for me.
Okay. So I'll... So Evan worked with you as far as getting, you know, make sure that we got all the parts we need and all that stuff. And like I said, Larry, if you can work with, and maybe we can get her done. So that's
time,
the whole
time is of the essence on my part of it. I've got to have this completed within 4 weeks.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll do our best.
We'll try hard.
So that's all we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't make any promises, but
right.
We'll do our best. So.
There'll have to be a county permit, too.
Yeah,
you know, to bore under the road. So, you know, there's probably a week, you know, at least a week or 2 weeks for approval. So,
yeah, hopefully they'll push it through.
Get a hold of the county chairman on that. Silly.
Sometimes things work pretty quick, so you never know. Hopefully.
Who has to approve it, though? Probably the engineer. County engineer.
I think our next meeting is what, the 13th of July?
I think so.
Maybe.
You got the printed schedule for the 4th of July celebration, 200 year celebration.
I don't think anybody ever made one.
Well, I just meant if it wasn't voted on.
I got to go back to the radio just on Friday. I kind of wanted something to look at.
I don't know. I can type up something
more. Because
I've added more stuff.
The newspaper would have an ad. I mean, did they write an ad? They should be writing one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a
get
booked on tonight.
Yes, most definitely.
I just need a list because, I mean, we'll
get her going. I can type it up tomorrow.
All right, I'm going to, if nobody else has any more questions on this water line and what we're proposing and what we're willing to do, then I'll go ahead and I'm going to ask the committee if you want to vote on this, that we do the water line, and it would be with Malott excavating for $4,180 and plus. The city expenses for a hydrant and a $500 four-inch tap. So, is there any questions? Is all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. And then we'll I'll bring it up at the council and we'll go, I'll explain to the council what's going on and we'll go from there. So, all right. Thank you very much. Call this meeting closed.
Pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Remain standing. We have the invocation by Reverend Howard Love of the Nazarene Church.
Father, we thank you tonight that we live in a free and sovereign nation. We thank you that you've given us the ability and the right to govern ourselves in the country that we live in. I thank you for this council and the mayor and for all that help this city to run as it should. As they do the good work for the people of this community, we pray that you would grant wisdom, discernment, and understanding. May the community be in harmony as we work together for a common goal of the good of each one of us. And Lord, I see that on the agenda that we're observing in a moment of silence for the family of Officer Chisholm, who gave his life just doing his job. And as a friend of law enforcement, Lord, I just pray for his family tonight and continue to ask for comfort and peace and for your solace to be theirs. Now guide the business of this council, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence in memory of Deputy Chisholm, who was killed in the line of duty 2 years ago. Thank you. Clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
And Trevor Kelly is absent. Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Kim Passel?
Here.
And John Swatlow looks like he's absent. And Mayor Lafair?
Here. All right, moving on, we have a quorum. If everyone's read the minutes of the last meeting, I'd like to have a motion to approve the minutes, please. Anybody have any questions on the minutes or changes?
I move the approved minutes of the previous meeting.
I second.
All right. Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Clerk's report. Ms. Goddard.
I just have one thing. I'm probably going to stir up. I had somebody come in today complain about burning, which I know the police have been down there more than once. He's burning garbage instead of just limbs, and he starts burning at 11 o'clock at night. She said, I'm going to sell my house. She said, I can't take it anymore. They're not doing anything. It stinks horrible. I did talk to one of our police officers before I left today, and he didn't realize, because he's kind of new, that he could actually write him a ticket. So he said he would write this guy a ticket. So kind of took care of, you know, hopefully it'll get taken care of now. But she said, I can't take it. She said, this morning, she said, she worked second. She said, I want to go outside and drink a cup of coffee, and the smell is so horrible, I can't stand it.
I don't know if this is down at my end, but I've had the same.
And then she said, then I have another neighbor that has, when I say this, everybody said no, has all kinds of wood outside, and it's causing her to have mice and wood roaches and everything else. And she said,
is there anything you can do? And I said, I don't know, you know. But
and we've referred these matters to the police department because we do have ordinances for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know there's a burn ordinance.
Yeah, they're just not following. People aren't following them, so I don't know what we can do, if there's any more that can be done or not. So.
Code violation.
Just go ahead and bring it to your attention, and we are getting calls again.
Okay, so, thank you. Any questions about this? All right, moving on, Treasurer Brown, did she leave her report? Or? We don't have the... Okay. No treasurer. Attorney Mr. Collins, Nathan, do you have anything to report?
I do not. Thank you.
Have you got any response to reference the letter on North Main? From the,
no.
No. Didn't figure you would.
Well, we can hope.
We can, absolutely. I'll let you guys know as soon as I receive something.
Okay.
All right, we don't have an engineer here this evening. No engineer's report. Do we have any public comments or petitions this evening? Anyone wish to make a comment?
I do have one.
Yes, Billy Simmons.
We had applied, Jane Jokic, for a grant for the building down there for some repairs and a sign and stuff. She hasn't been able to get an estimate yet for a sign, so I just wanted to let everybody know that it will probably be 2 weeks and then it will be back on the agenda by then.
Okay.
Okay.
I have something. I just saw on Facebook that the Sheriff's Department has the blue lights that we're going to put on our front porches for Troy on the 25th. They have those for sale. They're $5 a bulb, right inside the reception counter. And all the benefits of that go to Troy's memorial fund. So if you don't have those yet, or you just want to throw a few in a drawer for next year, then
just go inside the...
Right in the lobby.
Okay.
25th this month?
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Isn't there also some kind of service on the 25th? At the sheriff's office?
They probably did something out the rock, I know, with the...
Is that just the department saying? Or probably?
I don't know if it's... I'm sure it's open to the public. It's just... Right. I know the officers were doing something at the monument out front.
I have a public comment.
Yes, ma'am. Sally.
And I don't know even how to start this. Eckerly Masters Home, across from the grocery store. I have no idea who owns it, know nothing about it, but I just think it's a shame, the condition it's in, and it's in the historical monument. And I don't know what we can do about it, or how we can help, or anything.
It's a gentleman from Cuba is all I know, owns that whole block.
Yeah, I was going to say that whole block is for sale.
But I just hate to see that.
I know the windows are all getting broken
out. Yeah, it just, and you know, right on Main Street there, and I just hate, it's history, and I don't know what we can do about it. And
I've never been inside it. I don't know what it's like on the inside.
Oh, I'm sure it's horrible.
I mean, can it even be saved is the question.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, we might just board it up and leave the sign on the front, but at least the windows need to be broken.
And actually, it's the more original one than this one over here. It's actually, I think, the first one.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then this one over here.
That one over here was a...
I think he actually was in that one, and just the parents and that
one. It might have been.
Yeah, that's been what I heard.
But that's the true one over here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I do have one more thing. TIF, regarding TIF, Steve Klein's going to be here at the next meeting. So it'll start at 5:30.
Okay.
For the TIF class.
Okay, good. Very good. You'll get that on our thing, though.
Yeah.
That's just a thought. If anybody knows anything, or if we can find anything on it, and
I don't know if you
even
would sell
it. That own it could come in and maybe, you know, board the windows up or do something to make it a little bit more presentable.
I mean, when it was livable, it was a problem area for the police.
And I know Whirlin knows the name because he contacted him to get some of it cleaned up.
Okay.
So I know Whirlin found out the name of the gentleman that owns that, because the other house needed cleaned up outside.
There's several in that area that I've gotten complaints about. Most of them are owned by banks. The lady
I
that I talked to,
about
she understood that the banks didn't buy these properties to live in Lowestown. She understands that they were repossessed and they're in the process of changing hands, and it's a process.
It is a process.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Moving on to committee reports. Finance, Alderperson Sally?
Nothing to report.
Sewer, Alderman Spotlow is absent. Streets and Alleys, Mr. Miller.
I've had a lot of compliments to pass on to the streets and alley, or streets, the city employees. I've had a lot of compliments on the streets, looking good.
Yes.
So, which we need to look nice and bright. We need to look nice and bright all the time, but especially this year for 200 years, you know.
We sure made our ditches
look
better
across
from us. Oh, yep. My, it looks so much better.
Yep, looks nice. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Police, Mr. Ward.
Nothing
to report. Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, I have some stuff, but it's going to come up in unfinished business.
Okay. Pass to unfinished business. Utilities is Alderman Kelly. He's absent. Also, public grounds is Alderman Kelly. He's absent. Tourism, Ms. Kim.
I've got a few things.
All right.
First
I always
of
like
all,
when Kim has
so
things.
I am so proud of our mayor and his woman. You guys did a
my first lady.
Your first lady. I guess that's better than woman.
Yeah.
You worked hard.
The tractor works hard. I just sit on it.
Very impressive.
I'm glad I could help out.
But let's see here. August 3rd up at the park. That's Thursday, right? No, that's Saturday. August. July 3rd. I'm on chemo.
That's what my sister says. It's the same thing, chemo.
Alice Tresk, we think that's how you pronounce her last name, Tresk, is doing pictures all day on the 3rd after the little kids parade on the Broadway. They're going to go from the Park District building up to the Ross Mansion Park and have some activities going on there. Then we're going to come up here to the park, and she's going to be doing pictures for both, for free. And those pictures will go into the time capsule. And Bruce Ryrock will be doing a slideshow at the visitor center that day, and it's going to be on the history of Lewistown and whatnot. And the fish fry on the 1st at the Music in the Park, July 1st, and cupcakes till they're gone. And Miss Sparkler and Mr. Firecracker will be announced that night. And we're just going to have a fun night. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy.
I think we might be doing free snow cones on Saturday also.
Oh, Saturday mm-hmm. the 3rd, they're going to have free snow cones.
Yeah.
Well, good.
All these things that she talked about, you can put on a list for
yeah.
me. Because that's pretty good. Because I have to go on the radio to talk to Les Nessman. I mean Barry Blackwell.
Who's going to do that?
But on Friday, I think it
on
is.
Friday?
The 25th, yeah.
Okay.
So I want a list of everything I need to talk about so I don't leave anything out.
And let him know everything. That's
mm-hmm.
be
oh, I'll talk as long as he'll let me talk, probably. So. All right, thank you, Kim. TIF committee, Alderman Spotlow, we don't have any TIF stuff tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you have something
I've
else?
I've got something really
oh, go
important.
Ahead. Go ahead.
During the 3rd, July 3rd, Caterpillar is going to be there up at the park for a
job fair. Yeah.
Job
for Mableton.
Yeah. They're
for
oh,
a job
cool.
fair. Yeah, meeting workers.
Yep.
Very good.
And they're going to be there about all day.
Yeah.
So well, that would be great to advertise that.
Mm-hmm. Very good, yes. Yes.
Okay, now I'm done.
All right. Next is the Citizens Committee, which is Amanda Smith.
And she couldn't be here tonight, so I printed out all her information she sent me and laid it there for everybody.
Everyone look through that. There's a lot of good information here. This Amanda's working really hard. She really cares about the community, and she wants to do good things.
Yeah, I also added that ordinance that Steve Klein sent me for Farmington, so you guys can look that over.
I take it just from reading into this. the Lewisons already applied for the funds for this rural development housing?
She must have. I didn't know anything about it.
It sounds like we've at least applied in the January before we get anything. But mm-hmm. the 35 household surveys, I assume they send them out?
Yeah. Okay. She didn't give me any. That's, I just read this and I'm like, well, they must send. I don't know if they take 35 names.
We may have to.
Okay.
I think there's a sign up they have to do, the residents themselves.
And then I don't know who determines the 10.
I think you may be lucky to even find 10 people that want to do it. I mean, I'm just familiar with Smithfield. They had to find 6, and they had a heck of a time finding 6 people that wanted to participate. I mean,
and it's just to their advantage.
Like it.
No, it is. It is. But some people are just proud. They don't want help.
Yeah, I know. And we just need, you know, we might have to help push this a little bit. Yeah.
But I don't think we have to. Someone from a representative from this board, or the mayor could go talk.
Yeah, and does she have other people, a committee with her?
She says she has a group of people that she speaks with, and whenever I ask her, do you have people ready to pick up something or, you know,
I thought maybe one of them would show up and kind of explain this, but I don't know.
I think she's doing a lot of this on her own. She's getting input off of Facebook, friends, you know, residents here in town.
And I know she highlighted other homes in the Lewistown's TIF district that could benefit.
Yeah.
There's not that many homes in the TIF district.
Right.
No, there isn't.
So, I didn't know how to answer that.
Well, I know in other towns when this was presented to them, they had to do a sign-up. And they also had to prove their income.
Mm-hmm.
How much they made a year, different things like that.
Yeah,
qualified.
Yeah, I'm sure but, paperwork.
We may not. We may have to do a specific area, like Kendall spoke of earlier, instead of doing the whole town to meet the income requirements.
Yeah, that's a tough part.
But I mean, I don't care what part of town is. If we get $500,000 in funds for 10 houses.
Oh no, I agree. I agree. The money's out there,
and they'll probably just bring
sign-up
papers right here. We think people can come out and get the papers and fill them out and bring them back.
My only question to her, I'm going to ask her, is I know we had to pay $500 to Josh over at Western Illinois Regional Council for that grant for the truck, the public works truck. Or is there any charge for this? I guess that's what I was wondering.
He's placed on the list, is what it says, so it doesn't sound to me like it's.
I don't think there is, and I don't
quote him at. If there's a fee, it's probably after the. After, I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
After the requirements or something, and then probably.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we, like I say, these 35 household surveys, which is probably a percentage of your population, isn't it, Kendall?
Yeah, usually. Or a percentage of the area that's involved, depends.
But, you know, Brad's right. We may have to push this to 35.
I hope we can use it.
My only concern is you have to watch the contractors a bit on these things. Yeah. I've seen some pretty shoddy work from.
Well, they probably should come through us.
You just have to watch who you get.
Because I would think somebody, because we don't have a code officer, so I don't know who would inspect everything when it gets done.
Nobody. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, most of the time they're just band-aiding things anyway. I mean, it make it look better, but it's just.
Even if it's plumbing.
It might be something.
Which is the only thing we really have inspected around here. 90% of the time, the contractor sends the plans to the state plumbing inspector, and they say, "Yeah, it looks great." But they're never on site; they never set foot in the property.
Right.
So. I just haven't dealt with anything like that yet, so it's all new to me too.
Any way we could help and present this, it'd be nice.
Call a local contractor and then come down and see if it's up to par before we get paid.
Yeah, he could be a cool officer.
Nobody likes picking apart construction more than contractors.
You can see there on page 2, they have one who's concerned about property taxes increasing if they make their property better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can't argue with them.
No,
but that sure looks bad. No, I agree, but they don't want to pay more taxes. I understand that too, but I don't know that this
that comes along with owning the property.
Mm-hmm. How does a town like East Peoria give an abatement of taxes to places like Bass Pro Shop to come in there? I mean, how do they? I know it's for a period of time only, but how do they do that? Is that something we could offer people? Upgrade? We get a 4 or 5 year, you know, freeze on their taxes as far as the city portion is concerned.
That thing is the city portion is probably cheaper.
Right.
Right.
Now.
Right. It's the school that gets
it. To me, it's totally backwards. If you improve your property, you should get a discount on your taxes.
Absolutely.
And that encourages people to.
Correct.
And I can tell you personally, we
not the way it works.
Pretty good hit when you get your assessment back after you upgrade your building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just waiting to see what my garage is going to get me.
Mm-hmm.
Got to
pay for it.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm going to keep paying for it. All right, everybody wants to look through this on their own time, and if you have any questions, Amanda's available, or we can discuss it at a
maybe she'll
future
be here
meeting.
Next time, maybe.
Right. But she's really involved in this. She really cares about Lewis County. Yes, it is. So like I said, her dad was a Canton firefighter, so she knows what public service is about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is the Christmas committee, and the Hickeys are not here this evening, but
I move we cancel Christmas.
Aww.
The only thing I ever hear him say is power, power, power. Do we have enough power?
Oh, in the gazebo and around that area.
In the gazebo, in the park.
Sure. Yes and no. It all depends what, you know, once you start running drop cords and you start tying in. And we're going to pop this breaker. So I talked to Kenny before. I told him sometime if he had an idea in his head what he was wanting more of, then I can get a hold of Wicker, Lecter, and see about running power supply there, like a box in the ground or something that we can just mow right over, you know, and pop it when we need it for wintertime. But everything's so far stretched, you know, we run about every drop cord we got to get lights when we go further out. That's why we focus on one area. It's spreading out there.
Some of it we could probably get off the food check in that area.
That's what we did for the hut and around the fountain.
Oh, I was going to say, because
then we started running drop cords to every tree. We tried something. So we don't decorate them all. We want to do more, but the more drop cords you get, and I fear that, well, if someone trips, well, as a city, well, we left a trip hazard for them by moving cords and not putting any signage up, you know, so.
As long as we make a walkway, you know,
they would
train a
window
or something. I mean, electrician, I think, can make us some big, heavy duty drop cords to use instead of the things we buy from the store.
Yeah.
But may, you know, not have to run something underground then, just for, you know.
Yeah, is that where you guys want to make focus
first
to? Is somewhere like just for the park, or you want any more focus towards the cemetery wall, or is that was it season greetings, or I can't remember the sign you bought?
Oh,
yeah,
I think it's the season greetings.
Does that line up there with just a couple of reefs that we do? Because that's where we run all drop cords too. There's no power just at the ends, you know. So
right,
we run drop cords from one direction and the other direction, so then you go through a 1,000 foot of drop cords real quick.
Right.
I think it's going to be brought too on the county board. I think they're going to maybe be presented on this too, see if there's some way they could put trees around the courthouse and light them up too.
That'd be pretty, though.
Yeah, wouldn't that be pretty?
Yeah.
I mean, you go back and look at old pictures, and when they decorated the courthouse for Christmas, it was, man, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so they're going to, I know, presented. I don't know how far it'll go, but it's going to be, I think, presented.
I think the little town of the Greenview, Manitou Blocked Up. I think it's Greenview. They do this, the trees in the park, and they have a big long row of trees and that. I don't know if they light them up. I've never been through there at night, but it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kenny talks like, I mean, he expects quite a little bit of participation in this. I mean, he's got an interest, so, and that's what we have to do. We have to talk about stuff and get people.
Now, I might open the VFW and the American Legion, each put a tree out and support that. Of course, and then individuals. Mm-hmm. Is there a limit on how many trees?
I
however many we have room for. I mean, I hate to tell anybody no. I think we could find room somewhere.
Yeah, just like going around the courthouse to see what happens there too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know what he wanted to set up yet. Yeah, I was talking to him when we were painting up there, because I always had the vision of going around the planter out there. Mm-hmm. You know, domes around, put the trees around that, so people turn to the focus and actually have to walk around it,
mm-hmm.
foul them in through the trees, and then you have the hut there lit up and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Havana does a park walkthrough down there, and during Christmas they light up their courtyard down there and
yeah.
have trees and everything, and you can walk through the park at nighttime. It's pretty nice.
I think Melody's going to try to do, she's going to come to the chamber meeting mm-hmm. and do the Christmas tour of homes again.
Oh,
she's going to
yeah.
try
yeah,
to get that together
on.
This year,
yes.
I think. Melody's
that'd be wonderful,
brutal.
Too.
Yeah.
Too.
And maybe, I'd like to see maybe the visitor center could be a place you could have a hot chocolate or something.
Sure.
You know.
This is when I miss Christine, Brad.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers Christine and Junior Chastain, how they used to do their house.
Oh, yeah, I live right beside them. Yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, but Junior'd have to start in August or September.
He starts, oh my gosh, he starts before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer, what do you got for us?
Well, our water loss was down again, so that's good. No major leaks anywhere. A few service lines seeping here and there. We've got a few sinkholes on some homeowner sewer lines, which they're aware of it, and they got contractors lined up to fix them. Ameren's still in town. They're about done with that northeast side of town. They caught a few unknown services. We didn't know where they were. There's no buildings there anymore, but we got those fixed. Summer help started, so we got a little more hands on deck now. So painting of the curbs, cleaning of the streets, catch basins, stuff like that. And, Ben's got a few of those kids. He's still working on old ship. So I sent a few other kids. As Sally mentioned earlier, we started, you know, cleaning some of the ditches. Main focus is trying to get ditches done on the oil and chip program prior to oil and chip, so we're not tearing up a freshly oil and chipped road. So we're turning a lot of focus there, trying to trim brush, get that stuff done. A few ditches on other problem areas where someone's had issues for a while, but we're still working on it. Same with alleys. I can't put all my focus one day on one thing, otherwise I get behind on the others. So give a little to get a little. Other than that, we just started pulling wells today. We're hoping to have those done end of this week. If it's not raining, if not, the week after, we're hoping to have all the wells except one, 16, because we need more dirt around it. It's a higher up well, so it takes a little more to pull that one. Other than that, just patching, still working on ground storage. Got to find some more stuff. We had a contract with, I think it was Ray Poston, but out there for Grissom, Ed Heffern, and all them, we maintain pressure regulators out there, sometime in 72 or 74. Those have gone bad, so we're currently working on those right now. I'm going to fix it the correct way, which a 2-inch line shouldn't have 2-3/4-inch pressure regulators on it. Someone trying to save a buck, so I'm going to put a 2-inch altitude valve, clay valve, you can call it a big pressure valve, but they are more expensive. I actually got our salesman through Corn Maine. He donated a cement vault for us, one that they had sitting around. It chipped up around the lid and stuff, but he donated that for free, so that saved us a few thousand. He's working on trying to find one of them 2-inch valves that's not 5 to 7 weeks out of order. So I'm hoping next council meeting, since it sounds like they're so far out, I'll have one to put on the agenda, because the price is a few months ago was $2,000. You know, it was $1,985. So he said the price went up, so they're working on a new price. He called another company, but they want close to $4,000 for one. So he's actually working to find one a little cheaper, but we'll have an added cost on that to actually plumb it together. But as we were working on and exposed it, it did blow apart on us yesterday evening, right before we got off work. So if anybody had stirred up water, the south end of town, a 2-inch blew apart on us. And they blew apart under the road, unfortunately, so we had to tear up some of the township road to fix it, unfortunately. So
I just had one call late today about it. They just got water, dirty water late this afternoon.
So that 2-inch blew, I got a low suction alarm, I was down wastewater, wasting sludge, and then I told Gary to drive out there because I knew what happened, but I didn't want to see it. That line blew apart, so since it's on a pressure line, get low suction real quick, so it was easy to spot. Other than that, we've just been hauling patch, lots of patch, so we can keep up on patching. We cut a few ditches and had Dave White do some mowing for us today on some of the hillsides and edges of towns that weren't able to mow anymore, so that's helpful. We cleaned up by the school road. We went a little further south.
And just to clarify, you said Dave White. You mean the township?
Yeah, township.
So we're working with Liston Township. Yes. They're doing stuff for us. And
yeah, Dave White ran them over today.
We're working together with the township to get things done.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
Isn't that great? Is there ever such of a thing as getting reconditioned valves cheaper?
On those, they're just either good or they're bad.
They're good. Okay. I didn't know. Because I know sometimes, you get reconditioned stuff, but I didn't know about valves.
Yes, a lot of stuff, no. That's kind of like the ground storage. That's the same thing we got, but we got a 4-inch in there. And that's what broke on us a year ago. Mm-hmm. Once they got diaphragms in them, which you can rebuild them, but the actual casting and the set plate in there where the diaphragm hits against, that's what wears out. So once it wore out, it's just, you throw it away.
Yeah.
Because it's not a replaceable part, so that's where I'm still working on. The ways for ground storage is that's what happened. That plate with the diaphragm sets again, it wore out. So we got the holding plate on sitting there. But to install it, we got to be able to isolate the water. Currently, the valves don't work, so that's why we're trying to find plumbing and making maps of where it's at.
Yeah.
So that's why that project's still on the way, and we still need problems, but you can't shut the water off, you can't fix it unless you drain the water, and then you're not going to have no water for the customers.
Yeah.
There's no way to buy that.
I understand.
The correct way is just to put a 2-inch out there, so they've always talked, they've had low pressure forever, We got 4 people tapped off that one line. And it's a smart line that they put in. They own it. They know they own it. But somewhere, they said that we maintain that pressure regulator set up. So the correct way to do it, in my opinion, is put a 2-inch in. Don't do all this T-in to 2-3/4 to save a dime.
Yeah.
And I learned a regular pressure regulator on a line like that, it's worse on them because of cavitation. So they say it's actually worse. You just need to spend the money, get the right one. Yeah. So I do have to do that. So, it is a fix. I know I got to bring it, anything over $1,000 to the council. But if it blows apart, I would have liked to fix it when it blew apart the other day, but I don't have the parts, so we pieced it back together. Is that something I bring to the council or just
you
do
can't,
it?
You can't wait. You've got to fix it. And, if we don't like it, we'll just take it out of your pay, man.
Yeah. We'll put a coffee can around.
So, Jim's working on that. And, he's also working on, I just talked to him a little bit ago when I stepped out. He's working on the tap. And I did question him for that. I can talk more on that when it gets there. But the tap for that out there on Scoville, the tap was for the machine, that number under it within parts, the 1,158, I think he said, if you remember off the top of his head. He says that's actually the saddle and stuff that goes on it, and the valve with it, he can knock off some of that price because he knows we have valve boxes, so the valve, but he says that will be your tap and stuff. The 500s for them to come, bring their truck, and then I do the whole tap, but they use our hydraulic thing to block the water to line stop it so I can work on it. Otherwise, I'd have to kill anybody back to, I think the whole farm put a valve in, but I think that's just on their line. I'd have to shut it off by the street garage, to work it and drain it, and then you'd have to pull over. So $500 for the tap, and then he said the parts under it, and he can get that whenever I need it. He says they do it daily. Whenever I need it, he's got got parts on hand, just call them, schedule it, and they'll be down.
So that's on this tap, the four tap?
Yes, right out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I forget about it.
Okay. So that'd be 500? Is that what you said?
500 for the tap, and then the stuff under it is
okay.
For the parts to tap it.
Okay.
And that's listed as 1,000.
Yeah, the tap's to use their machine to do it.
Oh, okay.
So that's that 1158?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
Gotcha.
It
yeah.
Says that price will fluctuate if I want to use, like, there's a lid in there, but yeah. He didn't put the price on it in the valve box, which I got all that
okay.
On hand.
So it'll be 1658 roughly?
Yeah, if okay. I ordered exactly what's on that sheet.
All right. All right.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Anybody else have any questions for Evan?
Other than the fact that you're doing a great job.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I will second that. All right. Moving on to our unfinished business. There was a committee meeting prior to this, a water committee meeting, where they discussed this water line. It passed through committee to approve this, and now Alderman Miller. If you would inform the rest of the council of what you discussed.
In the last meeting, city council meeting, we discussed, or last meeting or meeting before last, we discussed the water line going out to Scoville Road Lane. And what it is we're on this side of the Bernie Dot Blacktop. We're on this side of it and have to bore under the road and then go down that lane. But we have two residents out there at this time that want to tap on to that forest or tap on to the main. But we told them that if they're going to tap on anything, it has to be a 4-inch. And so the original quote was on it that we had. If we'd went the other way, it would have been close to $30,000 as far as equipment and to have it done to run the 4-inch line. Well, they came back with a proposal to the city that they would, if the city would pay for to have a 4-inch line bored under the Dixon or the Bernie Dot Blacktop, if it was bored underneath of it, across and over to Scoville Lane, so many feet, and then they would take it 700 feet from there themselves. Once they took it, they would pay for the 700 feet and to have it placed and everything. I mean, they put material and all of it. And then once it's done, and of course it'd be done under the specification, the city would see the pipe and make sure everything's okay. But once it's done, then it would be dedicated to the city of Lewistown. And we would take it over. If something happened after that, then if they had a water lane, main break or whatever, we would repair it. It would become the city line, which I felt was a fair situation. We've done this before years ago. They're going to tap off of that 4-inch line after it's taken. Now, the proposal that went through the committee was to an estimate from Allot Excavating under Brian Allot for $4,180. And he submitted proof of insurance and everything that needs to be done as far as to do it. And the committee did approve for him to do all the work to bore the 4-inch line underneath the road. We would have to supply the 4-inch tap, which Evan just talked about, and plus all the other equipment that goes, everything else that goes with the 4-inch tap, at a price of roughly $1,658. That would be on top of the $4,180. And plus, also, too, what the committee recommended was, since it is that far out and since it is pretty much in line, plus it's beneficial to the city and the residents out there, is to put a hydrant on the line too. So that way, for safety purposes, fire and everything else, that we have access to it. The discussion too on whether we had enough water to do it. Yes, we have enough water to do it. So what the committee agreed on was the $4,180 plus the $1,658 to go ahead and hire Malott to put the line in across the road, border across the road, and then and I think now did Brock Waller and Tim Mond, did they already do a signed paperwork now for TAPS? I don't think they did, did they? Okay.
No, I still have.
Well, okay, so we'll go ahead and approve. If anything, we'll go ahead and approve this, and then we'll go from there with the TAPS. Because there was another part of it. I think I'm missing something here.
Here's what they have filled out, the TAP.
Yeah.
They've got it started, but the numbers are not in on them yet.
All
right. So I just have the application.
And they'll go off of it off of that after we get the 4-inch across the road to them. And they're gonna and they'll run 700 feet of 4-inch line connected onto ours across the road, and then they'll pay for the 700 feet to have it installed. Plus, they'll pay for their taps and everything else in that. So at this time, what I need approval for from the council, if you so wish, is to hire the work done to put the 4-inch line bore underneath the Bernie Dog Blacktop, and then plus the approval for the 4-inch tap. And I still think there was something else. And the hydrant.
So, yeah.
Need those three things. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. I move that the city approve the installation of a 4-inch line to be bored underneath a Bernie Dog Blacktop on Scoville, to Scoville Road, or Hill, Lane, whatever it's called. And to be done by the estimate given by Malott Excavating at $4,180. Plus that the city will supply a 4-inch tap, and plus all the everything that's needed for the 4-inch tap, and plus a hydrant.
I second.
All right, we have a motion by Alderman Miller, seconded by Alderperson Clark. We have a roll call vote, please. Anybody have any questions on the way the motion was made? No? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
Okay, now that that's out of the way.
Right, that motion carries.
No. Sorry.
No, go ahead, sir.
All right, now the next, and if you want to see the paperwork, I think all the aldermen have a copy of the paperwork.
Yeah.
And, let's see. Okay, as far as the taps, I think we need approval. I think they filled out most of the paperwork. It was back on the last meeting. It needed approval to it was old business previously to approve their the tap for them to tap.
Last
and that was in previous business. It was tabled indefinitely.
Yeah.
But I suppose at this time I would really like to approve their taps. Of course, I don't know if the council has to approve that.
I got one question. I just
want
to know. We're approving their taps, but if we don't own that line, we're tapping the main and then running 80 foot. We're done with it until they further run theirs.
Right. Once they're done with
theirs. Tapping their own line is until they donate it back.
Yeah, it has to be donated back, then we can approve it. So.
Okay.
You're right. So let's just get the line in, and then we'll go from there. Because I know there was a previous.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's how it reads. City Council meeting day, approved, disapproved.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and wait and get the line in, and then we'll go from there, because there may be some other changes to the line. Another residence out in that area had requested to go another couple hundred feet with that line, and they would pay for the 4-inch line and then tap up a bit. So
we can approve his tap at the same time, then?
Correct. So let's wait, and then we'll approve the taps at that time, so. All right, that's all I have under that. Any questions? Does that make sense? Okay.
Okay. Moving on to new business. We have it on the agenda discuss a possibility of a four-way stop North Elm and East MacArthur and North Elm and East Halsey. Anybody have any thoughts on this?
Yeah. I live down there, and I was thinking if we put a four-way there, our neighborhood would stop five stop signs before we get to get up to Main Street, and that's a lot of stopping, I think. I mean, we're talking one block stop, you know, there's no... I think a cop should be down there maybe patrolling to see who's speeding. Is that why we're doing it?
No, there was a resident that expressed concern to Brad.
Yeah,
what was that?
Right there at that intersection. Evidently, because you can, once you go from Broadway on, it's a runway there.
Yeah.
From Broadway up to the...
All the way down to Chestnut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
on Halsey
and... And see, what he's saying is, of course, he's lived there for quite a while before they shut the intersection. It wasn't so bad, but now everybody's using it. And somebody down there, or there's several somebodies, it sounds like, kind of go quite fast to that intersection, which is a police problem. But, I mean, I know they're not going to be everywhere.
Right.
About the time...
Sure.
If they gave a couple of tickets, maybe... Because I know what you're saying there, but, man, that's...
The problem is getting anybody on radar in that little area.
But you're running the same problem around the stop sign.
My
question, stop signs to me aren't to control traffic. They're for traffic safety. Do we have any accidents down there? Have we had any, you know, mishaps? Not that I'm shutting the barn door after the horses out, you know, if you did have an accident, but I don't think we've had any.
I've known an accident on both, you know, there at the river tracks and at the Elm and MacArthur. I've known of one accident there. I've lived there 40-some years, but I don't know, it just seems... Coming here, I count and just like, man, by the time I get to Maine, I'm going to be tired.
And if you go the other way, from Broadway to Maine, there's no stop signs that way either.
First,
so, I mean, if you do this, where's it going to stop?
Yeah.
That's my question.
My opinion
is... backwards, maybe you could put one, you know, going back.
My opinion is nobody's going to stop at them anyway, so...
Right.
If you put it in, they're not going to stop at it in the first place, so...
Right.
I mean, they don't stop on Broadway. The four-way stop there, they don't stop. They just, if they come to the corner, they'll just turn it. I just seen two people blow through it today, and it's like...
But, as you know, if you sit down there in a squad car, nobody will run it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that's just
true.
The way of the world.
But it just, I mean, it doesn't happen just there. It's every place in town, and nobody knows what stop means.
And as long as there's no accidents, I mean...
Sure.
I know they blow the ones on Euclid a lot, too.
I don't get too concerned.
But it's the idea if...
They blow them stop signs a lot.
Just have a pet peeve, which that's my wife. But anyway, I mean, I don't see the necessity after this many years, and nothing's really changed. Well, it has picked up more traffic.
I agree
because of that. But other than that, I'm kind of like him. You've probably got enough stop signs to go through. But
I mean, if there is a problem, the residents should call the police and ask for extra patrol. That's my opinion.
I think that would help more than the stop sign.
I know, and I do know when they turn the corner on Halsey and head that way, it is a race. You know, the only thing that slows them down a little bit is the railroad tracks. I mean, it is a it is a racer because there is no stop sign. But like I said, if there was a stop sign there, I don't think it's going to change anything personally. And there's not that much traffic through that area. Really, except for down Halsey Street.
That's going out of town.
And there's pretty good vision right there. You can see all four corners when you come up there. You can see pretty good all around that corner. But MacArthur, I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to MacArthur. But.
All right, well, we've discussed it, and I don't see any reason for further action, but that's up to you guys. If we don't have any other thing to discuss on that, we can move on. All right. Moving on. Discuss recycling bills.
That would be me.
Cindy has.
Because the accountant and I had talked about it last year and this year. It's just not getting any better. Just the city's, I mean, every month we lose like $135, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it accumulates. I mean, it's... think ever since the recycling started.
Is that because the recycling fees have went up? Or do they charge us?
So we're still paying the same from day one, $13.20 a month is what we pay Eagle Recycling. What we collect, which I kind of put, I've put out here each month what we collect. So it's just, no, it hasn't went up. They just, when the agreement was signed, it was, it said that we would pay for 165, you know, households that were going to be picked up. Right now, including the businesses, there's 161. So, but just households is 143. So it's just, and I just thought you guys need to know that we're not, you know, making that. That total each month.
We're paying more than we're taking in for this.
But, yeah, and we're losing money on it.
But we agreed to pay for 100 and how many?
165.
165, and we're only actually paying, or we're only actually have 161.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the four minus ones, is that because of we've lost residents, or we just...
No, you know, my numbers I gave you, it's just every month, you know, people drop off, and then you add people, and some drop off, and then you add people. It's just...
Okay.
What do we charge per month?
$8.
Okay. Yeah. That's where I
saw. So I didn't know, if, you know, she said maybe we need to, you know, add a dollar on it, make it $9. You know, you could add 50 cents. If we did 50 cents on it, it would bring us up there where we weren't losing money every month at least.
But then people's going to drop it because...
Yeah, because we raised it 50 cents, yeah. So,
yeah,
what do you do? Yeah. I just want to bring it to your attention. Yeah. I mean, that was all.
Speak out of turn, but, I mean, is there a possibility for them, with this price, to extend the territory a little bit? Because I know, you know, it's pretty...
They go out in the country already.
Well, see, we asked, I think, when they first started about Dad's property, my property, mm-hmm. and I'm sure we pick up, you know... Mm-hmm. A couple others out there, but they told us no.
Oh, okay.
We just can't do it. And, you know, it'd be amazing to have that. Because
mm-hmm. I can call them and see if
right
they will.
Right, different. We haul all of our stuff from our houses up here to our office, so we put it out and it's mm-hmm. picked up there, which, you know, I gladly pay $8 a month not to have to do
that.
But, you know, that's a thought, too.
Yeah.
You add a few if you expand the territory, just put out another bulletin, what have you, that says, hey, if you want recycling, let us mm-hmm. know, and we'll see if we can get you set up. Because I would certainly like to have that at my place.
Okay.
You go that route.
Yeah, I mean, I had nothing to do with it at the very beginning, and Cindy always talks to
right.
him, so.
No,
yeah, so I'll ask
him. You told us no, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it was very
hurtful. We definitely need to look at recoupment. I mean, we need to...
Right.
I mean, because it's for been years, and we're losing...
Maybe it wouldn't
you know.
Hurt to... place something out there that you know, we have a few spots left for people that would wish to recycle in this area, and maybe we can pick up the extra four
mm-hmm.
or five.
Yeah, just even
yes, I don't know if
nice.
It's been advertised.
Yeah,
I
and that's what
I'm
saying. If we
does.
Advertise, even if it's on, you
if
know,
even if we get that one, you get another $30.
Advertise on social media and say, hey, we'll
mm-hmm.
pick. We got
yeah.
room for. We've had people drop off and we're you know moved away or whatever. We have room for. Five or six more people.
Yeah.
That might be the approach that we need to take.
Yeah.
We try it and see.
But like
yeah.
Brad says, you're only going to gain $30 for four.
Yeah.
Yeah, try that.
And you're down 130, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised they still even do it because they don't even make any money off of recycling.
If you got them to go up Western Hills and then out of Milton, I think you pick up a lot more than four.
Yeah. Yeah, we can add anybody
they
want.
You go to Western Hills.
Because that was a minimum 165, so if we pick up 10 more people, then, you know,
yeah.
it'd be a plus.
Yeah. And then they wanted me to add, pickup will be July 7th instead of the 6th because of the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So whoever has it, they want me to.
Yeah.
She just happened to call when we were discussing it the other day. I'm like, that was weird.
Well, if we raise the fees a dollar, I mean, most people are recycled to it.
Yeah, I have a problem with raising fees.
Well, if we can
so,
get more
yeah,
money,
add territory would be the easiest.
The fees, you know?
If we can increase people.
Yeah, let's try that.
See if we can
first.
Increase
yeah.
people and just
but
let people know that.
You go over the 165.
No.
Yeah, because we're only supposed to, I mean, we're already paying for 165, and
yeah.
that's all we owe them, so if it's over that, then it's extra for them, I guess.
Right, I mean,
yeah.
if we get more. You're only going to pay for that 165.
Right. Yeah,
right?
I think
got,
so. Yeah,
we got 200. Our bill
is the
same.
Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
minimum is 165.
So we can go over that, then, you know, we'll push recycling that way. And then look at just dumping it.
Right, right, right.
No, sorry.
No,
but recycling at this point, it
costs more to recycle.
It costs more, yes,
than
exactly.
It does to make the new.
And China doesn't want any more of our trash. So, well, maybe they're taking it now. I know.
But I do think adding the territory would be first.
Yeah.
And then
China
I'll put on
first.
Facebook. Okay. Sounds good. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
I do know other towns do charge a little more. They're at $8.50. I know City of Cuba is that. They posted on their Facebook page January 6th. They're $8.50. So we're not above and beyond. I know we don't like spending more money, but there are other towns that's smaller that that's what they charge. And they got
well, I would rather charge the users than the people that don't use it.
Oh, no.
Sure. By not. Right. By coming up short, we are charging other taxpayers.
Because at least if you just charge the users, they have a chance to say no. If they don't want it, they don't pay it.
Right.
And we'll give it another month and see what, you know, give it till the next meeting and at least push it to see if we can get more people to sign up.
Get some more. Okay.
And then we can go from there on, make it, charge it more or whatever.
Kimberly, Cindy asked them when she does, anybody moves in, they turn on the water, that's part of that she asked. She's got to do a lot of paperwork on all that and sets up the toast. So people are aware of it. I just think they don't want it.
And I mean, I do know one thing that as much as I recycle, I can actually cut down on my garbage. You know,
and that's
less,
what everybody says.
Less garbage going out. But
if anybody saw my file over here, that was just a couple of weeks. I mean, that's.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Last thing on the agenda now is the bills. Anybody have any questions on the bills? Everybody had a chance to go through them. To me, it's interesting to see all the bills, to see how much money actually goes out.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Depressing or depressing?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Street lights, and it just shows you the cost of doing business.
It's expensive.
And, you know, like all I ever saw before was just the police bills. And
yeah, I had no idea some of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it just gives you a better idea. What's
I do think it's a good idea that everybody sees all of them.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, especially when you get a vote to approve them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, and that's what I've always said. I vote to approve something I've never seen.
Yeah.
And, okay, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. Mm. And it's always, you know, I've looked back through the minutes looking for stuff, and it's always been the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No, right. I mean, it's just the way it's always been done. Mm-hmm.
I like it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, if nobody has any questions.
We don't vote till the end on it.
Right, you get a chance to look at them while other stuff is going on. And
that's why I came in early today, tonight, because I thought I can't keep rushing through.
It, right.
And then I tried to grab his folder that has nothing to do with bills.
Right. Okay, no other questions. If I have a motion to approve the bills, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brad, second by Sally. Roll call, please.
Oh, this is Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascoe.
Aye.
Motion carries. Go pay the bills. If you have a motion to adjourn, we'll go home.
Okay.
There you go.
Second? Brad.
Well done.
He's already getting ready to go home. He just
wants
to
use his vote of the night.
All right. Thanks for coming, everybody. Appreciate it. Have a good night.